Our scripture for today comes from Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11. Hear the word of the Lord. I bless the God who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you do not give me up to Sheol or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. May God add his richest blessing to this, his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this time that we have to come and worship you and to learn a little bit. Father, at this moment, help us to push aside all the cares of the week, create that empty space where we can take and we can listen. Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be acceptable, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. I want to read you a lyric from a song by Michael Card, who hasn't put out albums recently, but I encourage you to go, and he did three albums on the life of Christ that are absolutely fabulous. So it's called Joy in the Journey. There is a joy in the journey. There is a light we can love on the way. There is a wonder and wildness to life and freedom for those who obey. All those who seek it shall find it, a pardon for all who believe, hope for the hopeless and sight for the blind to all who've been born of the Spirit. Back in 1977, my father got 13 weeks paid vacation from his job. Now, in December of 1977, I turned 11 years old. Well, that summer, my mom and dad decided, you know what would be a good use of 6 weeks? Is if we go to Orange County, California. Reason being is because that is where my great aunt and uncle, Ida and Harry Whalen, lived. And it was also where my second cousin, their daughter, Janet Blaney, lived with her husband, Bob, and their children, Rob and David. So we spent a week in a car. I know, it's novel. Why take a car when you can fly? It took us about 5 days to drive out there. We went down through St. Louis, and we went over through the panhandle of Texas, through New Mexico and Arizona, saw the Grand Canyon, and then made it to Orange County. Now, we probably could have flew. I'm married to a Spanish major, which means I'm married to an English major, which means she's part of the grammar police. But anyhow, we could have flown. You know, we could have gone from Cleveland to LAX. I think it's like a 3-4 hour flight. But my parents decided we're going to drive. And along the way, we stopped in St. Louis and went up the arch. Anybody gone up the arch? That's kind of weird, you know, when your car is shifting. What the heck's going on? But we saw the arch, and we went down through the panhandle of Texas and stopped at the Red Garter Saloon, who there was a lady on a swing that they had going, and they also had, I want to say it was a 32-ounce steak that if you ate it within like an hour or so, it was free. Dad wouldn't let me do it, but anyhow. And we also saw the Grand Canyon, which is a sight to behold, and to me is evidence that indeed that there is a God. So we went to California and spent 2 weeks with my cousins and then 2 weeks with my great aunt and my great aunt uncle, and we went and did various things. We went to Disneyland. We went to Knott's Berry Farms. And we just had a grand old time. And then AAA had, when they made up the triptych, which, does anybody know what the triptych is? Yeah. I was really fascinated by the triptych, but it had us going back the way that we came down. And my parents said, no, we don't want to do that. So they went to the local AAA office and they got a new triptych. And we went up and over. And we went through Salt Lake City. We went through Colorado. And I don't remember everything that we did, but we always would stop and do things. So the goal was to get out to California. That was the destination. And we could have, again, we could have flown. What? Taking an airplane. I knew that one day you being a lawyer would help me out. Anyhow, no. We could have taken an airplane. But we didn't. And anybody that's flown an airplane knows it's not the best experience in the world. Except for the one time I got upgraded to first class. First class is great. If we had taken an aeroplane, we would have made it to the destination. But my brother and myself and my mom and my dad would not have experienced all of the things and would not have been able to experience the joy in the journey. We are all on a journey of life. And those of us that are Christians, we look towards our destination. Our destination, after we slip the coils of this planet, is to be with Jesus in heaven and to actually help manage this great universe of ours. But if that is all that we focus upon, we miss all of the joys that come our way on the journey. We miss going to church. We miss worshiping. We miss the friends that we make, both here and outside of church. We miss going to concerts, going to plays, In my case, number one, if I wouldn't have married Holly, I probably would not have ended up in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And if I didn't make it to Hunterdon County, New Jersey, I would not have been able to go into New York City and see some wonderful musicals, wonderful plays. And Holly and my sister-in-law, Amy, would not have gotten all three of us tickets to go in and see Patrick Stewart in a Shakespeare play that I cannot remember. Do you remember what it was called? It was the one on the island.
Yeah. I'm blanking
too.
But it was amazing.
Huh?
But it was amazing. It was Patrick Stewart.
It wasn't
what?
Amazing.
Oh. And it was Patrick Stewart.
And I would not have stood at the stage door in the freezing weather, because it was December, waiting and getting autographs from cast members, and seeing the man himself, Patrick Stewart, who unfortunately I did not get an autograph of. But again, if I had not married Holly and we had not gone in there, Holly would not have written the theater, and I would not have gotten an autographed playbill, autographed by Patrick Stewart. I would not have experienced the joy of becoming a father. I would not have been able to be there and to actually see my son born, which any of you that have done that, you know what I'm talking about. Now, The Tempest, that's it, yes. It was Patrick Stewart in The Tempest. Now, along our journey in life, there are some road bumps, there are some hiccups. There are things that happen in our lives that we don't like. Part of that journey for me was in the span of 5 years in the late 80s. I lost 8 of my great aunts and uncles who I loved dearly. I would not have lost my only grandfather, because the other one had died 7 years before I was born. I would not have experienced the death of mom's mom, grandma. I would not have experienced the loss of dad's mom, Nanu. And this year, I would not have experienced the loss of my best friend, a beloved college classmate. I would not have experienced 3 hospitalizations with MRSA. And I would not have experienced the loss of my father, which, as I've spoken in the past, it was hard, but it also was a joy in a way. Is there any joy in what I have spoken of? Is there any joy in the losing of someone that you love? Is there any joy when it seems like God has totally withdrawn from your life and things go from being, your blessings are just being heaped upon you and everything in life is good? And then all of a sudden, everything starts to go south. and those blessings that you used to get, the joy that came from that turns to sorrow. Is there any joy in that? I'm going to say yes. And I'll tell you why. I say yes to that because it is during those times when it seems like everything has just gone to pieces. The world, at least our personal world, has gone in pieces. There is the joy of knowing that even though it might seem that God is drawn back a little bit, God is still there. There is the joy of knowing that God's presence is always with us. There is the joy that even though we are sad and we are weeping, even though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, that we don't have to fear because God is with us. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also, my heart instructs me. I've talked about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit will whisper in your ear and you got to listen for it. And the Holy Spirit will tap you on the shoulder and you have to acknowledge it. Can you imagine going through life, having to figure everything out on your own? That's a joy. It's a joy that you can say, you can talk to God and you can say, you know what, God, I'm mad. Why did my friend have to get stage 4 cancer and why did he have to die 2 weeks later? There's a joy in being able to talk to God about that. I keep the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. My soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. So even in those dark times, God is still with us. We have that joy of the presence of the Lord. And he is always there to help us. He is always there guiding our steps. You know, there come events in our life where it seems like God is saying, I want you to take this exit ramp because I got another path that I want you to be on. And sometimes it's hard. You get transferred for work. You need to move closer to relatives to help them out. It's a disruption. You have to leave behind things that are beloved and move on to something new. Is there any joy in that? Yes and no. You're sad for what you have left behind, but there is some joy that you're going off and you're going to experience new things. You're going to meet new people. You're going to be able to be God's instrument in those people's lives. So it's tough. I've never tried to lie to you, so, you know, life is tough. But remember, Life is a journey. Life is a journey, and we that follow Jesus Christ know that our steps are guided, that we need to be obedient to where that we are led. It's tough sometimes, and I know that I don't always know the right prayer, so to speak, or the right things to say when that happens. And there was a TV show called Firefly. It was on Fox for 1 year. Okay. Anybody know that? Okay. And it was abruptly canceled, but luckily they were able to do a movie called Serenity that kind of wrapped stuff up. Firefly was a space western about a ship called Serenity. And one of the members of the crew of that was named Shepherd Book. And Shepherd Book, a shepherd was kind of like I always think of him as a priest, but he's a holy man. And in the movie Serenity, Shepherd Book has set up a refuge on a planet called Haven. And one of the scenes is Shepherd Book saying a prayer. And I kind of latched on to it. So I would like to share that with you now. Lord, I am walking your way. Let me in, for my feet are sore and my clothes are ragged. Look into my eyes, Lord, and my sins will play out on them as on a screen. Read them all. Forgive what you can and send me on my path. I will walk on until you bid me rest. So, in other words, to me, that speaks to the joy of the journey. Yes, my feet get sore. Yes, my clothes are ragged. My soul gets torn up sometimes. But I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep going on this journey. And instead of looking and remembering all of the bad things, I'm going to look and remember all of the joy that I have experienced. Amen.